It's Thursday, December 12, 2024.
Crews are working tirelessly around the clock to establish containment lines and defend structures.
Firefighters struggle to contain ferocious Malibu blaze. The planet is getting drier, new study finds. Plus,
the Arctic continues to warm faster than the global average.
Arctic tundra shifts to a source of climate pollution.
All of those shifts and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
If you say the climate's changing, is it coming from CO2? Is it coming from the sun? Why is the climate changing? And you would then say, well, let's have a rigorous debate about what's causing it.
A rigorous debate about what's causing it? We have had one, Sean Duffy, former congressman, current Fox News host, and future transportation secretary. We've been having one for the last 30 years. Happy 1990. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I know we could spend the time debating why climate change is going on, but instead, let's talk about what climate change is doing, especially out here today in Los Angeles.
Yep, fire crews are grappling with the fast-spreading Franklin Fire in coastal Malibu, which has already destroyed homes and triggered power outages, school closures, and mass evacuations, including entertainment legend Dick Van Dyke just days before his 99th birthday. The fire erupted amid extreme wildfire conditions, high winds, and critically low humidity of less than 10% amid a deep rainfall deficit for this time of year. Across the state, California water managers this week warned the agriculture industry and public agencies to expect just 5% of their requested water allocations for 2025.
I wonder why it's happening. Is it the sun? Is it the carbon? Who knows?
Globally, the planet is getting drier. A new United Nations report found that over the last 30 years, human-caused global warming has helped increase and expand dry conditions on every continent except Antarctica. 75% of the Earth's land surface has become persistently drier, and a significant portion turned permanently arid due to human-caused climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
One day we'll have to debate that.
The research was released in conjunction with a UN conference focused on halting the spread of deserts, a phenomenon known as desertification. Up at the North Pole, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's annual Arctic report card finds that human-caused global warming is fundamentally altering Arctic ecosystems, transforming the region from a carbon sink to a carbon source, in part due to an increase in wildfires.
What does that mean, carbon sink to carbon source?
Instead of absorbing carbon, it's actually starting to release more carbon.
Uh-oh.
2024 is the second warmest year on record in the Arctic since at least 1900. The last 9 years have been the warmest 9 years on record in the Arctic. Snow is disappearing sooner in the spring. Permafrost is melting, and massive wildfires are burning in unusual areas. The study found that so far, concerns about a methane bomb released by melting permafrost have not borne out, but disturbingly, the scientists found that the Arctic tundra is now emitting more carbon than it stores, compromising the Arctic's ability to help regulate the planet's temperature. Here's NOAA Administrator Richard Spinrad.
This year's report paints a clear and urgent picture of the Arctic's evolving conditions. The region's vulnerability to warming is a stark reminder that we are seeing impacts of warming now in real time in the Arctic, and it's a call to action.
But who knows why?
The report comes as NOAA and U.S. government scientific research overall also face an uncertain future. Donald Trump's pick for budget director helped craft Project 2025, which calls for dismantling NOAA to halt its climate research and for weather forecasting to be completely privatized, forcing Americans to pay for their free weather forecasts. Finally, human activities have pushed the monarch butterfly into rapid, steep decline, with populations plunging more than 90% due to habitat destruction, logging, pesticides, and climate change. But the iconic butterfly is finally getting some help. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service this week proposed designating the monarch butterfly as threatened, bringing the species one step closer to federal protections on the endangered species list.
Bad news for butterflies, but good news for me, because I get to close with one of the worst songs ever written. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Don't forget, you can download our reports anytime via Pandora, TuneIn, Apple, or Amazon Podcasts. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on all the social medias, including Blue Sky, at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.